The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Mello has been great here. You know what I mean? That's like a brother to me. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's being said or whatnot, but Mello has been great. Working hard every day, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens.
All right, so we got a lot going on with that and a lot going on the field this weekend and some things off the field. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, a.k.a. not Bradley Cooper. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master, keeping us on air back in studio as we broadcast live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd. If you want to get in today, well, best way to do it is to hit us up on Twitter or to text the show. You can go to at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at my name, Zhong, and at Degenerates975. And you can text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Monday. Hope everybody had a nice, awesome weekend. Hope everybody's staying warm. I don't know that I am. But have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Not much, man. Going. I had a better weekend than Tom Herman.
Yeah?
Yeah. No one.
I had a terrible bet.
No one tweeted at my wife that I'm sleeping around on her at Asian massage parlor. So that's a good thing, I would say.
Okay, cool. Hook 'em.
Yeah. Okay, cool, bro. Nice story. but, yeah, that's a wild story. And I'm like you. Yesterday, stomped a hole in my wallet. The NFL, not good. That's the second week in a row the NFL has been not good to me. Last week I was able to fade it because I had a really good college day.
Yeah.
My Saturday this week was basically 500. I just pushed a bunch of money around. And so Sunday was specifically painful. Although I did win my best bet of the day, which was Seattle. That was also the only bet I won yesterday. So not great.
Yeah, I had one of those weekends where I was lucky to get a backdoor over on the last play of the game, and I was lucky to get a push.
Okay.
And then the rest, not so good. But that's okay. That's okay. It's why we will bounce back at some point.
At some point.
Yeah, this has been kind of a bad run. And I went through one of these last year and then went on like a 9-0 run. So hopefully that will turn around. But I didn't do much this weekend, but we had some friends in town from your favorite city of Regina, mm-hmm. and they went to the Aggie game.
Right.
And then they came up and
how does College Station? I mean, it just seems like if you're from Regina, like College Station would be completely foreign to you.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah,
it's a significant upgrade.
Okay.
But they do these trips where they go all over the place and see. You know, big-time stadiums, and they had not been there since they redid Kyle Field, and they had a blast, and then they stayed over, and Sunday we were watching their beloved Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the playoffs.
Okay.
And so I had two Reginans and a Saskatoon
I've always wanted two Reginans in the same room.
Yeah, who hasn't? Right?
It never works out that way.
Yeah. It did not go well for them. They lost, and all three were extremely depressed.
Oh, even the Saskatooner?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's too bad.
But these
did
things,
you bet on that?
No, I didn't. I did bet the other game, the Hamilton game. That was one of my rare victories.
Okay, well, that's good.
But my problem was I had too many bets going this weekend, and whenever that happens, I usually wind up getting thumped, and I got thumped.
I had like my shortest NFL card in ages yesterday. I played four games. I mean, that's for me, that's a pretty short day.
I backed way off the NFL because Saturday was so bad, and it's a good thing I did because the other games I liked were stuff like, oh, Philadelphia's got to cover that against the Cowboys, yeah, right?
Patriots,
sure. They're going to stomp the Titans, right? Yeah, so sometimes the best decisions you make are the ones to say, you know what, I'm not wasting any more money here.
So we will have it posted, the standings in our gal contest, our host contest, tomorrow. It'll be up on Sports Map. I was the only one of the 15 of us who went 2-0 this week, which is good news for me because I've been in the lead most of the year, and my lead was shortening. And luckily, the guys who were chasing me, not a great week. Our boy Charlie Palillo, 0-1-1. Joel Blank, 0-2. Here's how poorly we did as a conglomerate. You like that word?
That's a word Charlie would use.
5-10. On NCAA.
Yeah. I at least had one of the five.
You had one of the five on a miracle.
On the last second touchdown by Tulsa to get over.
5-8-2 in the NFL.
That was part of the eight.
You were part of the eight.
Thank you, Falcons.
Yeah, not a great weekend for the hosts.
Oh, well.
And you talked about getting the push on Boston College and Clemson.
Yeah.
I was telling you, like, so many people, like, depending on when you bought that number, because that number was between 18 and 21.
Yeah.
You got it at 20. Barry, for the contest, turned in Boston College plus 19.
Oh.
Not quite there.
Well,
so, yeah, well, we'll look to rally next week.
Yeah.
I don't mind if the rest of you guys just keep losing. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, I'm going to rally now. It's just I don't know if I can catch you, but it's going to –
You're going to at least finish respectably?
Yeah. I'm going to finish strongly so that I can hold my head high when I walk around and not look like an idiot.
I think Jong may be in dead ass last now.
Ooh, that's not good.
Because Lance won a game this week.
That's pretty rare, Lance winning a game.
Jong did not. So, Jong, I worry for you. I know you said your goal was to not finish last. I've got bad news. You may be headed that way.
That's not good.
No.
We're out here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. So if you're just getting off work, if you're just in the area and you're looking for a place to come hang out and have some great food and sit at the bar, watch the game tonight, and more importantly, put up with us for 3 hours, this is your place to do it.
Well, man, the grub here is good.
Yeah, it is.
I ate already. And by the way, PSA, so we are here for work, and when we're here, they give us a free meal so we can, you know, talk about how awesome the food is. I would have gotten a free meal today anyway, because if you're a veteran, you just show up and you show them your ID, they'll give you a free meal today. You can't beat that, dude.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, usually it's... almost every time, like, I get a list emailed to me every year, places to get a free meal on Veterans Day. And it's always, like, places I would never go, even if it was free. Sorry, Applebee's. I'm not interested in your free appetizer. I food poisoning isn't worth the $7 I'll save. So here at Jack's, where there's actually good food, you could come in and you could get yourself a free meal. Just for having served your country. Not a bad deal.
I think that's a great deal.
Yeah.
And so you guys should come take advantage of it.
Yeah. That Philly cheesesteak was totally worth 4 years of my life. Got it. You're right. You know? I mean.
Well, you were going to do the 4 years anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well get a Philly cheesesteak out
of it. It's like a bonus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And we'll be out here till 7, so come on out, hang out. Part of the... Blitz World Tour continuing. We've got, I guess.
It's nonstop.
It is. We had three more this week, I think.
I'm exhausted, Fred. When are we going to get a break?
Well, we got, you know, Thanksgiving's next week.
Is it really?
Yeah. I didn't even realize that until we were talking about it in the meeting today.
I didn't realize that either.
So
I didn't go to that meeting.
Yeah, so. you're not invited to those.
Yeah, I'm not managing.
Those are for smarts.
Yeah, okay. Got it. I'll stay far, far away.
No, but they start talking about, oh, yeah, it's next week. And I'm like, nah, there's no way it's next week.
It's happening.
And then I'm like, what? It's that early? But it's already the 12th. So, yeah, it'll be the 22nd.
Yeah.
I felt shame when I heard that I didn't even know that it was that close. I should have known because I've already seen antlers on cars again, which this is my yearly plea for people not to use car antlers unless you're a kindergarten teacher or you've got little kids that love them.
Yeah.
If you just are.
I don't like that people already have Christmas trees up either.
If you're a 57-year-old single man with car antlers, you might have issues.
Yeah.
Just I saw one at the gym today when I was leaving. And I'm going, okay, that can't be a kindergarten teacher because she would be teaching.
And that gave you the hint that it was almost Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's when I realized, wow, it must be close to Thanksgiving because people are already putting antlers on their cars.
All right, well.
And then an old man walked out and sat in the car, and I'm like, okay, this is a little bit creepy.
Maybe it was Santa Claus.
He wasn't that old.
Okay, well, so in the words of the late great American poet Christopher Wallace, if you don't know, now you know.
I'll let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah, think about that. Think about that.
Oh, man. Well, we have to get on this Tom Herman thing at some point. But
well, luckily, we don't have a Texans game to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I'll tell you what, the AFC South looks a hell of a lot more interesting after yesterday. Good win for the Colts.
Great win for the Titans.
Yeah, there was a lot of jokes on Twitter about how, well, the Titans have a former Belichick guy. The Lions have a former Belichick guy.
Oh, yeah.
They managed to beat him. Bill O'Brien, not so much.
No. Not that one.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you feel any more or any less secure in the Texans' standings as the AFC South champion?
I think, as we talked about last week, I still think the Colts are going to be heard from. I think we both thought the Colts were going to win yesterday. And I think the way Andrew Luck is playing right now, he hasn't been sacked in three games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. So, yeah, I still think they're going to be heard from, but I got to tell you, I may have to reevaluate the Titans. You get wins back-to-back in Dallas, and then you beat the Patriots the way they did. And granted, obviously, they had some good insight from Vrabel there. Of course, I wish he'd have passed that on when he was with the Texans a couple of years ago.
Well, we'll know more in a couple of weeks. Titans next two games at Colts, at Texans.
Yeah.
So that should clear things up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think
further muddle them. Who knows?
Yeah, if they all just round robin it, then who knows?
Except Jacksonville. They're not.
Yeah, I think we can officially.
They suck.
Jacksonville is as dead as Stanley.
They've maybe even deader.
Yeah.
They've been dead for 5 weeks now. Stan Lee for like 5 hours.
Yeah, well, there you have it. All right, 713-780-3776 is your number if you wish to text the show. We'll be out here at Jack's Grill until 7 o'clock, and they've got all kinds of great specials going on, which I will tell you about. In fact, I'll tell you about it right now. You mentioned the veterans get a free entree all day, and all the Union Kitchen locations are offering a special menu to veterans. They've had 25 years here in Houston, great staff. And the Shepherd location features happy hour all day on Mondays. $4 margaritas, $2.75 domestic beers, and $3 imports. So Jack's Grill is owned by Paul Miller of Great Plate Hospitality, which also owns the Union Kitchen. They've got 5 locations there. So come on out. Check this place out. Take advantage of the happy hour. And, you know, you didn't have a Texans game yesterday to get drunk over. So today, it's perfectly cool for you to come out and do that. And veterans, come get your free entree. That's we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends over at Bill Advisor. We've been telling you about them for a while. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're overpaying. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, I got a great price when I signed up. Well, you did. But then your bill goes up. It always does. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers and reduce your monthly rates. Not lower your service, not lower your speed or your data or your channel package. Just lower your bill. And week in and week out, they're winning for our listeners. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. Most of our listeners have been saving over $800. Many are saving well into the thousands. You could be next. There's still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor will get some information from you, and they're going to start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Jack's Grill. And your Fred app can inform you that I just got a freeze watch for Houston on my AccuWeather app.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's not good. I'm not expecting that. I guess winter's officially here. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And Brother Bear asks, and maybe John can answer this, do you think Marvel will computerize Stan Lee's image? I bet he's already shot something for Avengers, right?
Yeah. I'm guessing.
Yeah. And he also says, Happy Veterans Day to you, which I will echo, and to everybody else who has served our country. And, you know, appreciate you guys. All right. Are we going to get into the Tom Herman thing?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do it at the top, but there was a little girl sitting about 5 feet away, and I think that this conversation...
I think that was a good call by you, Fred.
Yeah, I think this conversation might get a little dicey. There's no other kids in here, are there?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. All right, we're fine.
It's a kid-free zone now.
Yeah.
Not that kids aren't welcome here. They are.
But yeah, you can bring your kids.
Just not for the next few minutes.
Yeah, just it probably – I just have a sneaking suspicion that this is going to it might go off the rails. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it won't. But if you're not familiar with the story, then you probably haven't been on Twitter for the last year. But Zach Smith, who you may know as a guy from Ohio State who was dismissed for allegedly beating his wife, he went off on Tom Herman this weekend. And I guess the genesis of this was apparently he found out that Herman was for sure the guy who ratted him out to the reporter.
Okay.
At least that's what he says. And then proceeded to basically, go full flamethrower on Herman. Talking about massage parlors and cheating on his wife and all kinds of stuff. And there's a collection of texts that he sent to Herman basically saying he was about to blow him up. And I think Herman had the best response.
Yeah.
All these long texts. Okay, cool, hook him.
Yeah. I mean, he went on like a diatribe. I'm going to burn you. All your cronies. I'm going to burn you to the ground. And Tom Herman's just like, all right, bro. Come at me. There's a couple things that you can say about this. One, I don't think anybody thinks Tom Herman is like a swell dude.
Yeah,
if this surprises you, then I don't know what to tell you. But two, I mean, this is what happens when a guy's life collapses down around him. Loses his job, loses his wife. He's going to start swinging. And Tom Herman was in the way. And I don't know. I mean, Tom Herman hasn't even addressed this. I don't know. You know, his wife may already have known this, and she's like whatever about it. Because the way it sounds, at least from to hear Zach Smith tell it, is – he's already been caught by his wife.
Yeah, well, that's what it almost sounded like. Zach Smith's, you know, although tagging her in the tweets was pretty. That's
next level.
That is next level. But to me, if you're Tom Herman and you leak that story, that's pretty scuzzy. But you know what you come off looking like if you're Zach Smith? like you're an unstable maniac, which isn't that what he was kind of accused of being?
Yeah.
So, I think football coaches cheating on their wives is, I hate to break it to you, not uncommon. Yeah. And you know what? Stuff like that happens to me. That's between them. If she's cool with it, then, you know, everybody else should be cool with it. It has nothing to do with anything. And that's their business. But this guy just, he claims he wasn't drunk, but it sure looked like drunk text tweeting to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if he's drunk or not. Like, it's the dude's salty. So if he's drunk, I'm not surprised. If he's not, I'm not surprised. This is just an angry dude right now.
Yeah, and then here's one of them. He tweets at Coach Herman, "Hey, at Coach Tom Herman, remember when you told me about when?" And then he tweets at the wife, "Caught you cheating on her with an Iowa State recruiting girl. LMAO, I do." Smiley face emojis.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if the wife already knew, is he just trying to burn Tom Herman's reputation? Or because he's clearly not trying to burn him with his wife on stuff that she
right.
already knew about.
Exactly.
So is this just a, well, I'm going to let everyone know what a scumbag Tom Herman is? Because if that's the case, then, bro, you're late to the party.
Yeah, that's like, that's, nope. just, that's kind of a so.
Yeah, no one.
Can the guy coach? Yeah. Can he win?
This
yeah.
Welcome to college football 2018. No good head coaches are like really ethical, nice guys. That's none that I know of anyway. So it's not surprising to me. And so if they were looking for people to be outraged by this, and you know, this guy lost his job. Maybe he was hoping Tom Herman would lose his job.
Yeah.
There is zero chance Texas is going to fire this guy for cheating on his wife, because guess what? You're going to have to do a really, really deep dive into your next hire if that's going to be like an eliminating factor.
Yeah, yeah. There's
you know,
yeah.
might need to like hire a dude who's never been married would be the best move.
Because, you may have to mind the BYU coaching line for
right.
that. Yeah, but yeah, my reaction to that part of it is just a collective yawn. This is a guy who's accused of beating his wife.
Like he's trying to make it seem like that's some sort of a even Stevens deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not. Like, what you did was it deserved for you to get fired. Like, you deserve to get fired for what you did. This, I mean,
this is not one of those things that you look at and you say, okay, yeah, you guys are equal. So. Drunk Bevo says, according to him, Tom and his wife did coke off a stripper. I kind of want to party with them now.
I mean, yeah. Tom Herman seems like the kind of dude who parties. He
yeah.
seems like a rager.
Yeah. I don't think anybody should be surprised by
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't know where you guys have been that you're all of a sudden like, oh, my God. Tom Herman did cocaine. He was with a stripper and cheated on his wife. Oh, my God.
I think they're both kind of bad guys for airing this, though. If Herman leaked that story, that's pretty scuzzy. What this guy's doing is just as scuzzy. Maybe more so because he's public about it.
Well, he's public about it, but he's also, I mean, at least with, I mean, there was someone getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I don't know if Tom Herman really is the one who snitched it out or not, but the fact that Zach Smith calls him a snitch means he was doing something wrong. So, you know, because there's a difference between, like if I said, Fred, he punched a guy in the parking lot today. I'm not a snitch because you didn't actually punch somebody in the parking lot. I'm just a liar,
right?
You know, or I'm a storyteller. But there's a difference between like you can't call someone a snitch if they didn't call you out on something that is you know is not true. You know, they called him on something that was true, so he's mad about it. But listen, what he did is that in 2018, no one's going to put up with it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and that whole thing was iffy, frankly, I mean, because his wife was just as crazy as him. But when you do stuff like this, it sure makes it more believable to me.
Yeah.
Because this is a kind of off the rails, you know, anger that you just look at it and go, what the hell? I mean, man, I can believe the stories a little more now.
Yep.
A32 says, I stay away from politics because of the lying scum and payoffs, but I enjoy college sports. Am I a hypocrite?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's okay to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like every coach is a total scumbag, but it is a profession that certainly welcomes people who are control freaks and who might have a loose set of morals.
Right.
So, and Eric says you can't really believe the words of a rat against a rat. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's like when drug dealers testify against drug users. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, in this case, I'm not going to I kind of yawned, frankly. Yeah. It's like, okay, so this is your big reveal? All right. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to affect people.
Yeah.
So, Peter asking, wouldn't Rich Tom Herman avoid going to a massage parlor being highly visible? You know, I don't know.
Maybe he thinks at an Asian massage parlor, no one's going to recognize him.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, I think...
Think about, us. The chances of us getting recognized in a sports bar, significantly higher than us getting, recognized at a nail salon.
True.
So it's just, it's where you go. Tom Herman's probably not recognizable everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody's a college football fan.
Yeah,
there's, and I'm sure that especially if it's a foreign run massage parlor, he may not be known there.
Like, I got to be honest, I think, my wife is a very fringe sports fan. I bet if I showed her pictures of basically every coach of football not named Bill Belichick, I think she would know Bill Belichick. I think that she wouldn't know what any coach looked like just by sight. I don't think she would know what his name was. Like, if I showed her a picture and said, hey, who's this guy? She'd be like, well, I don't know.
Well, I'll be honest, there's a lot of guys that I wouldn't recognize if they walked in here. There have been times I've been around town and there have been coaches, hey, that's Coach so-and-so. And like, oh, okay. And I've seen them on TV, and I kind of know what they look like. Maybe even interviewed a few of them, but I wouldn't necessarily recognize them just wandering around at the racetrack.
Now, I don't think Tom Herman would be dumb enough to go into a massage parlor in Columbus, Ohio, or Austin, Texas.
No.
Maybe.
Especially not in Austin.
But maybe Columbus, because think about it. He was just he was a coordinator. Like, he wasn't like the face of the program there. In Austin, I don't think he's doing that. But I don't know where he'd get recognized outside of Austin, Texas. Maybe, I don't even know if he would get recognized here, because UH football isn't as big a deal here as UT football is in Austin.
Yeah, but he got pretty well known in this city for that run that he put him on. That,
yeah, maybe.
I think at the time, now maybe not now, it's been removed a few years.
Yeah.
But
I also wouldn't recommend massage parlors in College Station or Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Maybe not even Stillwater.
Yeah.
You might want to be careful with that. I don't think there's any massage parlors near the TCU campus, so you're probably okay there. All right, guys, if you want to get in on the action, you still got time. There's a game tonight. There's games every night. We pretty much have football games every night. We have Hoffman's college basketball going on. And if you like to bet on sports, MyBookie is the place to go. And the cool thing is, whatever you're betting, they got everything. NFL, college football, hockey, college basketball, CFL, all of it. It's all there, horses. And the cool thing about it is, if you win, you get paid. That's the best thing about MyBookie. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And there's a lot of sites out there that part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with MyBookie. Also, in-game live betting. So if you miss the start of the game, you're still in good shape. You can still get a bet down. And all you got to do is, on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. And they'll match your deposit 50%. That's the deal they're offering right now. So if you deposit $200, you can get $100 to bet with from MyBookie. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create the account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. If you're looking for a place to come hang out for the next couple hours, here you are. Come on out here. If you're just getting off work, perfect place to come and enjoy yourself a little bit. Jason says, how often has Herman had any happy endings in places like Norman, Stillwater, etc.? Yeah, I bet he's never been to Norman.
No.
So,
I've never been to Norman.
I was up there for a UH game one time when they played several years ago. It's about what you would expect. Tom and Zach sound like swingers, according to Lamont. They may be.
Could be.
And if you recall, one of the big things with the whole Zach Smith deal is he had some other chick that he was trying to get to live with him that apparently he was engaged with. So, by the way, it's getting cold out there.
It is.
And that's why you don't want to be outside. You want to be inside. You want to come in here where there's nice alcohol to warm you up.
Yeah.
And really good food. So that's what I would do if I were driving around right now. Steven, the weather guy, says, if you noticed your update guy can't pronounce Titans or Jaguars, he says tight ends and Jaguars.
Mm.
Yeah, the Jaguar thing has always baffled me, how people can call them the Jaguars. I don't know how you get wires out of that pronunciation.
I don't either.
They're Jaguars, or there's the way the British pronounce it, Jaguar, which sounds pretty cool.
I don't know. I feel Jaguar. Like there should only be one way to say it.
Well, but, you know, the English, they change a lot of stuff. They say a lot of things differently than we
true.
Do. But Jaguar.
Jaguar. I don't get that either. I think that's just like kind of a country way of saying it. Jaguars. But even country people, Jaguars.
Jaguars, yeah.
Seems more.
Seems more country to me.
Yeah, and that seems more reasonable.
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Sounds classy. Go and buy a Jaguar.
It's an experience like no other.
I thought that was a Masters. Oh, that's a tradition. Whatever. Yeah. I get confused with my no others. But, I didn't actually hear the update, so I can't.
Missed it.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of stuff on breaks. It's mainly because I'm either trying to figure out what we're going to do next or just wandering around. So, 713-780. ESPN 281 says Brits say aluminum weird, too.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm going to have to go find the pronunciation of aluminum. But lots of interesting games. We will have Lance Zierlein on here at one point, who, if you got a chance to hear his show this morning, was at a restaurant where a guy went nuts.
I want to hear about this.
Yeah, it was. He was telling me about it. I ran to him this morning, and I missed it on the air. But, apparently he... He was at Riel, which is a really nice restaurant, and some guy in there was just going nuts, and they had to call the cops. And, he wound up getting arrested, kicked one of the cops.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And what, Lance had to fight him?
Lance, I think, had to help hold him down.
Damn.
So, it was interesting, to say the least.
That's a bold strategy. Good shot for that.
Yeah, well, he said the guy was just nuts.
Are you saying Lance is a hero?
Maybe not the hero we wanted.
But the hero we need?
Yeah, maybe so.
I can't wait to talk to Lance now.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I know he helped. He helped try to break it up.
Okay.
So, Bernardo says, did the English change the pronunciation of Jaguar, or did Americans do so? I'm sure we changed it.
Well, I mean, they started
but we're American.
Those people started the English language, so...
Yeah, but, we perfected it. That's the thing.
What's been around longer, Jaguars or America? I think Jaguars have been around longer.
They have, but, once it comes over here, what we do to it, that makes
we rename it.
That makes it right.
Jaguar.
I have this argument with the Canadian all the time, because like how they spell words, they put extra U's in everything.
Like favorite.
Yeah, it's like we're being more efficient.
Yeah.
So, this is America. I'm not going to go around talking like I'm from England. people keep sending me all these pronunciations that the British use, and they're all different. 409 says Lance should go to Denny's. It happens all the time. Well, this is a really nice restaurant in Montrose, and I've been there a couple times. It's fantastic. You wouldn't expect anything like that there. All right. Well, we got some other sports we can get to. We can talk a little bit about the other games here at some point. But well, it'll be interesting to see. You know what? Let's talk a little colleges, because might be getting interesting with Alabama if Tua's not healthy. I still think they're going to be hard to beat. But
yeah, I stand by what I said last week. Alabama, I mean, obviously, Alabama's fantastic. They're the best team. They should win. But what I've seen the last 2 weeks makes me think Alabama's not unbeatable. You know, if the right team shows up who's got an offense and a defense.
They're going to have an offense because
yeah.
Right now they're not. I mean, they're putting zeros on the board.
Yeah, and that was impressive because I thought, you know, to shut out LSU's offense, that wasn't really that eye-opening. But Mississippi State's got a pretty good offense, and they could do nothing against that team. And then when Tua goes out, I'm like, oh, boy. Well, and obviously things slowed down tremendously for Bama at that point. But I still think that there's something, too, that offensive line is vulnerable. I'd still pick them to win every game. But it's earlier in the year when I would have said Bama was at least 10 points better than every other team in football, I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think Clemson, that was pretty impressive what they did, even though they didn't run away and hide like they'd been doing. They're on a pretty good run right now. And Michigan, too. There's some teams, I think, that if Tua's not out there doing Tua things, then I think it gets a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, for the more immediate future, I think we can say that if Tua's not around for the SEC championship game, that game is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to walk over Georgia if Tua's not playing.
I wouldn't think so. But
because I think of Georgia as one of those teams that, you know, that are right there behind Alabama. So assuming I think he's going to be back and I think he'll play. I think they were just being precautionary on Saturday, but who knows? Nick Saban's notoriously secretive about stuff like that, so
yeah.
I wouldn't expect to know anything until later on in the week.
What'd you think about the ending of the Oklahoma game?
I would have liked to see it go the other way, but it was fun, and I don't blame Mike Gundy for going for it. I that's one of those spots they've got nothing to play for, you know.
Right.
I tell. Because you're basically saying we're putting our season on this play, like the outcome of the rest of our season is attached to this one play,
right?
And West Virginia did it, ballsy, but it worked. So everybody's like, oh, what a brilliant decision.
They also had a really good play call on, which Oklahoma State did not.
Oklahoma State did not. But if West Virginia had not gotten that, they would have been questioned forever. I mean, like, dude, you had a chance. Because West Virginia technically right now still has an outside shot at a playoff appearance. Oklahoma State has none of that. They've got no chance to be in a playoff game. I mean, they're probably going to a crappy bowl game. And they're like, well, you know what we can do this season? We can ruin Oklahoma's year. Our top rival, we can tear them down. Let's go for it. So I didn't blame them for doing it. I actually liked that they did it. Just didn't quite get there. Oklahoma's so overrated. Oklahoma and Ohio State both. These teams are phonies.
Yeah, Ohio State really, that's a team they should have handled a lot more easily than that. And but, same thing for OU. And I get, okay, it's Bedlam. It's a big rivalry game, but still.
But think about Oklahoma's schedule so far. They lost to Texas, neutral site. They went to overtime with Army.
That was bad.
I think maybe Oklahoma's best win to date is at Iowa State. That's the best win on their resume.
I mean, that's a good win.
It's a decent win.
Well, although that team's gotten better, too. I mean, I don't know that – I'm not sure they beat them again if they played again.
Maybe not. But, Iowa State – either way, Iowa State's still what, 6-3?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a throwaway win, but it's not like a wow, look at what we've accomplished type of win.
Yeah, it's, and, you're not beating your chest over that
right
now. It's one of those that looks better the later you get in the season.
Yeah.
How's that?
So when I see, you know, and we'll, I guess we'll know the updated standings tomorrow. It seems like every time people talk about who should be in the national championship mix, I keep hearing people try to shoehorn Oklahoma in. And I also hear them shoehorn UCF in, which you already know how I feel about that, and feel even more strongly about it after the Navy game. Navy, who's basically quit on the season, UCF couldn't even cover against them. But
yeah, they're starting to show some leaky signs, and you know, frankly, if UH isn't going to make it to the conference championship game, I would think they could beat them if they could play any defense, but they can't, and if they don't fire their defensive coordinator, Major Applewhite's an idiot.
But everybody keeps telling me, yeah, I think you covered that.
Yeah, I don't remember if I covered that on air or not. But
so, but I think everybody's saying, well, Oklahoma's their resume will be good once they beat West Virginia twice. And it's like, man.
Are you convinced they're going to beat West Virginia twice, back-to-back?
I'm sure not. I think West Virginia is better than Oklahoma. Mm. I think if they – you know, I don't know what the spread will be the day after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's on the 22nd, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the day after Black Friday will be Oklahoma and West Virginia. I'm not sure – if there's a plus next to West Virginia, that's the side I'm pushing. I can tell you that now. If it's a pick 'em, I'm picking West Virginia. I don't know if I'm willing to give any points, but if it's a coin flip game, I'm taking West Virginia.
Well, I know if there's a Carbach in my refrigerator, that's what I'm taking.
Well, I see what you did there, and I thank you for it. All right, guys, got to tell you about what's going on at Carbach this Wednesday, November 14th, from 9 to 11 at the brewery. There's going to be some good brews, good tunes, and good times as Mike and the Moon Pies play some jams out at Carbach. And then Sunday, they're going to have the Friendsgiving Market at the brewery. So come celebrate friends, arts, and brews, and make Carbach your Friendsgiving destination. It's free to attend. It's a family event. Dogs are welcome out there. There's going to be local artists, vintage curators, local makers bringing out a wonderful selection to get a jump start on your holiday shopping. And, of course, the beer. While you're out there, you're going to want to drink beer. You're going to want to eat the food. It's so great. Their restaurant is out of this world. I'm not talking about bar food. I'm talking about, like, legit good food. The crab cakes are so good. Hatch chili mac and cheese is killer. And those are just some of the appetizers. Guys, the beer on tap there is – some of the beer you can only get there, but they've always got good stuff on tap to pair perfectly with all the food. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with everything they got going on at the brewery. And then pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Hey, guys, I have to tell you about Robinhood, which is a terrific app, and I can safely say I was using this for a long time before they ever advertised with us. It is a really cool way to get into investing. And they buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. And it's a great way to jump in if you're just getting started with this. I mean, they want financial service to work for everybody, not just wealthy clients. And you can invest for the first time with true confidence. I love getting on there every day, seeing how my stocks are doing. I've got a couple that I'm keeping my eyes on when they get to the right price, and I'm going to jump in and buy. And the cool thing about it, other brokerages are going to charge you up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge those fees at all. You trade the stocks and keep all of your profits, and it's really easy to understand. And if you're at all interested, this is the way to go. You don't have to put a bunch of money in there at first. You can just get in there and get your feet wet and find out what it's like to invest and keep track of everything. And right now, Robinhood's going to give listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Get in the game and make your money work for you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, Kids Meals is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch, but the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day on November 15th at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houstonian kids. It's just 3 hours of your time, 9 a.m. to noon. You'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. This is a really cool thing that we're doing, and we need some more people, and you can get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch@ESPN975.com. Do it right now, and you're going to feel better about yourself. And it's just a cool thing you're doing. If you can't make it to our day, schedule a day of your own at kidsmealsinc.org. There you go. Also, we'll have the Billy Kennedy Texas A&M Coaches Show at 7 o'clock, followed by Late Hits with Patrick Creighton at 8 p.m. So.
Oh, never mind.
What?
I got confused. Yeah, Billy Kennedy's not going to be pleased after the loss to UC Irvine. That's not what you wanted. That's not the momentum you wanted to take into your road trip to Gonzaga.
No, not good.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Zach Smith Twitter rampage? Yeah, we did the whole segment 2.5 on that. So
yep.
All available at podcastarena.com, or it will be when this hour's up in about 5 minutes. So just
be patient, young Padawan.
Yeah. We had quite a lot to say about that, but. Well, I did hear that Patrick Creighton commercial where I guess he's getting troll calls now. Is that what that was about?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Unoriginal, lifeless troll calls, but still troll calls.
When you're looking forward to OU Mike.
Yeah. OU Mike's made quite a name for himself on this channel, hasn't he?
Apparently he has, yeah. I think he's established himself in some form or fashion on pretty much every show.
Yeah. OU Mike and Juggalo Trey.
Yeah.
They're stars that just shot out of nowhere.
That would be a good celebrity death match.
I agree.
Yeah, even though I've never seen OU Mike, I think Juggy's probably sneaky violent.
Well, yeah, he's a juggalo.
Yeah, so I'd probably
he's in a gang.
I'd probably put a minus number on Juggy.
I don't know. He's Juggs probably has the size advantage. He's in a different weight class. I'm betting.
Yeah,
but who knows? OU Mike maybe 250.
He could be 400. We don't know.
Yeah.
He could go four bills. No one's ever seen him.
He's a ghost, a phantom.
All right, we're out here at Jack's Grill on Shepherd. Come on out. Rogelio is here. So now you know the party started.
Oh, yes.
And,
he's showing his face in public because Vaqueros de Dallas got the victory last night.
See? That's all I got.
Yeah.
My Spanish sounds extremely gringo when I try it.
Oh, so. Mine too.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. Although,
¿Dónde está el baño?
That's not even true. Rogelio and I were in Las Vegas, and we were talking at the blackjack table to these Puerto Rican women. And one of them got really like surprised when I broke out of my accent. They were like, wait, you're white? And I was like, surprise! Jeez. Yeah, so I must have been doing a pretty good accent there for a little bit.
You surprised your wife?
Yeah, she was surprised I was white. That's how good my Spanish accent was.
I think she'd have been more impressed by your German, probably.
I don't know.
Well, hey, guys, if you come out to Jack's, veterans get a free entree all day today.
That's right.
And all the Union Kitchen locations are offering a special menu to veterans. So come on out. Really, really cool place. Great staff. The general manager's Rose at the Shepherd location. Got Tito over in Bel Air. They've been with Jack's for 25 years. So you know what you're going to get here. Good food. Right now, happy hour, which I'm sure Rogelio's taking advantage of. $4 margaritas, $2.75 domestic beers, and $3 imports.
There you go. You know what else Rogelio needs to take advantage of? My computer career. If your job stinks, you're not making enough money, wake up and do something about it. IT, I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about math or science, but it doesn't matter. There's no excuses. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. And helping people start an IT career, that is their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. It's everything you need to get you started in your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. It's mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.